Welcome back to Blueprint for Wealth. I'm Wayne Zell, and with me today is my special guest, Jennifer Folsom. Welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you.
It's great having you on the show. And Jennifer is a partner in Momentum Resources, which is a boutique staffing firm. They place professionals in flexible and reduced hour roles. So we're going to talk a lot about that today. It's a lot of fun. I think that it's a very interesting topic. She assists her clients, whether it's professional services firms or nonprofits or other businesses, in building talented teams that are both highly productive and cost-effective. And prior to joining Momentum, she was a senior consultant at Bearing Point's public services sector. And prior to that, she was in the investment banking world at Friedman, Billings & Ramsey, and she also was at Legg Mason, right?
That's correct.
So how did you get into this business of staffing? Where did you start your career? Which firm did you start in, and what industry were you in at the time?
Well, I started out in finance right out of college. I had done an internship at Legg Mason. They hired me straight on. I was a trader, working a lot of hours in a very sort of male-dominated industry. And it was a lot of fun and very exciting as we got through, you know, the 90s, which was just a great time to be in the markets. But I looked around and knew that that was not a terribly flexible environment. And as a newly married woman, I knew I wanted a family at some point and some different career options. So I went over to Georgetown and got my MBA there.
Good for you.
And while at Georgetown, I had twins. So having twins in business school is crazy.
And the first words out of their mouths were?
Yeah, traffic and weather together on the 8th.
I thought that was that's a great story. This is Federal News Radio, but it's our sister station, WTOP, and they'll love hearing that one. So you got your MBA, and then after your MBA, what did you do?
Well, you know, I had been a summer associate at FBR and stayed on to work through a couple of deals. And, you know, I looked around at what the hours look like. And it's, you know, in any investment banking role, I mean, it's very exciting, very high time commitment, high reward.
Yes.
But it's a lot of hours. And it's also a lot of FaceTime culture. And I just tend to be a little bit more results oriented. And I knew, you know, I looked around and knew what was realistic. I have two newborn babies. What's going to work here?
Yeah.
And so I went into the management consulting space. And luckily, there's a lot of that work in Washington, and most of it is here. So it really reduces your travel.
Wonderful. So you joined Bearing Point at that point in time?
I did. And
what did you do for them?
I worked in public services. I managed a lot of big IT projects and programs for both the Navy and Department of Homeland Security.
So you had experience in the investment banking world, and you had experience as a trader in finance. Then you had experience as a senior consultant in the public sector. How did you get into the staffing business? Where did that start?
Sure. Well, you know, after sort of slugging it out for about 4 years with my children and trying to achieve a balance the whole time.
Wait a second. You weren't slugging it out with your children.
No. I was slugging the schedule out, of course.
Oh, the schedule. Yeah. There you go. Okay. I
knew there had to be a better way. It was just not a lot of fun. It was not work I was passionate about. I was a little bit burnt out on the travel and the hours and the billable culture. And, you know, you get to a certain point where you have to bill 40 hours a week, plus you need to work 20 hours a week with business development, another 10 to 15 on your managing your own staff and team. And I just thought, gosh, there has to be a better way.
Wow.
And I took a little break. I took a three-month sabbatical and hung out with the twins at the pool all summer and did some freelance work and got really in touch with what the freelance consultant contractor market looked like in Washington. And it's huge.
It is.
And when my business partners were starting this firm and approached me with it, I said, this is great. Let's do it.
So they approached you sort of out of the blue, or, you know, how did they know about you, and what intrigued you about getting into the staffing business generally?
One of my business partners is a friend of mine from undergraduate. You know, we were sorority sisters back in the day, and they were just getting off the ground in Richmond. And I, you know, was looking at the business plan and the financials and the pro formas. And I said, you know, Washington's a great market for this. And, you know, they took it to their advisors who said, you know, you probably ought to be operational first, or, you know, profitable and understand how this business works before we expand it into a new market. And we said, you know what, that's true, but let's just give it a shot. And we did. And it's, you know, so we're headquartered in Richmond, but I run the Washington area shop, and very different kinds of roles, different kinds of markets. But from a business perspective, it gave us a lot of market timing and geographic and industry diversity, which is really important to get through a recession.
So when did you open up the business? When did Momentum Resources open up?
October 07.
So that was right at the beginning of the extreme downturn in the market. Right?
We really had no idea, but we've been profitable since month two. We've grown at almost 200% a year. And I think what we are is we are a really lean, creative, small business that's growing really fast. We try and stay flexible. We're not trying to be all things to all people. We have our niche. We're playing to the niche, and it's successful.
Tell us about the niche. Who are your clients?
Our clients are really a huge range. Everyone except for medical providers, just because that's a really different industry and business model.
Right.
But we work with a lot of professional services firms. So, accounting firms and law firms mm-hmm. and a lot, and of course, in Washington, a lot of government contractors and consulting firms.
And the contracts, the clients are not, are they big companies? Are they small companies? Obviously, you've told us the industries, but what size companies typically hire?
You know, we've got a couple of really big clients, one Fortune 200 financial services firm located in McLean that we work with and have a lot of folks there. But most of our firms tend to be, our clients tend to be mid-sized, small firms, big enough to be able to hire and afford us, but also small enough that they're not sort of mired in bureaucratic red tape about new work models and what that looks like.
Now, we were talking at the very beginning about the model being one of providing part-time resources or people who are not looking for full-time, 70-hour-a-week jobs. Tell us about who the candidates are.
Well, it's funny that you say that full-time 70 hours. In Washington, 40 hours a week is part-time, which is just the sad state of affairs, but that is true.
You're right.
So our folks tend to be people looking for reduced hours or flexible full-time. And that can look like a lot of different things. Often it could be just a minor tweak in a schedule mm-hmm. and something like, working telecommuting one day a week. If you're a Washingtonian, your average commute is an hour each way.
Yep.
So you telecommute one day a week, that's 2 hours back in your life. Wayne, that's huge. What you can do in 2 hours is a huge improvement to your life.
So you help find telecommuting opportunities for these people?
Telecommuting, reduced hours, flex schedules. A lot of people in Washington are trying to work around rush hour. Of course. So, it's kind of an early town that's driven by the federal government and the defense sector.
Right.
So a lot of people work 7 to 4, then they're home after school doing homework with their kids and taking them to soccer practice.
Right, which is a wonderful thing. I used to work in Washington and it would take me an hour and a half to get there each day, each way. So that's 3 hours out of my life that I was commuting down to Washington. And I did it for many, many, many years. And finally, I was missing my kids' soccer games.
Yes.
and their after school activities and the evening events and so on and so forth. And I said, why am I doing this? So I ended up trying to find a job in Northern Virginia, which I ultimately stayed. But I can definitely empathize with that mindset. It's a really, really important thing to have flexibility in your schedule and be able to work close to home if you can.
Well, and I think that's something that's different than my counterparts in Richmond. You can live and work anywhere in Richmond, and
right.
your commute is going to be 30 minutes tops.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here, what we did is took a giant Venn diagram, and we did all this circle all over the market and said, if you're in Arlington, you could probably do Northwest DC or McLean or North Arlington or maybe down to Crystal City and Pentagon City.
Okay.
So we have all these overlapping mini markets. And so if you look at what becomes a 13 market, major market, it really helps. To get the work-life balance piece under control, you have to have your commute under control.
What do you mean by 13 major market?
So, as I was describing the Arlington, the Arlington has its own circle of places where you can live and work out of a 10-mile radius. So we had protractors and circles and maps, and we kind of divided up the region to a lot of sub-regions.
Is Reston one of those sub-regions now?
Oh, yeah. Reston's its own world.
And it's growing rapidly. There's no available space left in the town center.
That's right.
So what does a flexible or a reduced schedule look like? How do you define that?
It's really a very individual thing. And so part of what we do is negotiate what works best for first and foremost our clients, because they're the employer and it has to work for them,
mm-hmm.
and also for our candidates. And everyone's needs are a little bit different. And, something I did not really realize when my children were much younger is that those needs change all the time, year to year, school year to summertime. Last day of school today, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, my schedule goes haywire starting tomorrow. But it could be working 40 hours a week early. So you're working that 7 to 4 schedule. It could mm-hmm. be telecommute one day a week. It could be working a reduced schedule like a 9 to 3:30. We call those school bus hours, really yeah. flexible. So it just depends on what both our candidate and our client needs. And we try and find where that love match is in the middle and make it happen.
Do you have any specialized technology or website that allows you to accomplish the matching of the candidates and the clients?
No, a lot of it's the relationships and sitting down with people and saying, okay, what do you need right now? What can you live with? And what's an ideal situation? And what's in the middle? We talk about this framework. The whole work-life balance notion is a triangle. Mm-hmm. And on one side of the triangle, it's compensation.
Right.
The second is content of the work you're doing.
Right.
And the third is schedule flexibility.
Okay.
And so, you know, I probably have 99% of my ideal situation right now, but I probably couldn't have imagined it 5 years ago. But just think about, like, what is my ideal situation? I'd like to be doing this kind of work. I know I think a fair salary for that is XYZ, and I would like to be working this schedule, you know, within 5 miles from my house. And then you kind of acknowledge that equilateral triangle doesn't exist, but instead.
So it starts to skew right. in one angle
right,
or another.
Exactly. Right? So which leg of that triangle is your most important thing? Where's your priority? You know, mm-hmm. 9 times out of 10 for our people, they're coming to us. So it's schedule flexibility. But, you know, if you're talking to a single mother, it's got to be compensation. They got to be able to provide. So instead, we work with our people to try and figure out where are the parameters on each of those sides of the triangle, and how does that fit into what our clients need and can tolerate.
We're talking with Jennifer Folsom, who's a partner with Momentum Resources. I was going to say Monumental. Momentum Resources. And how many contractors are you working with?
We have 82 folks on payroll right now. We also do permanent placements, so that's sort of a misnomer. We've helped sure. over 300 people in the last 3 years get to work. And in a recession, that's a really important number.
Do you have a lot of retirees that you're able to work with because they have a government pension or a military pension?
Oh, absolutely. You know, when we started this, it was out of our own collective frustration that there had to be a better way. So, of course, you know, our network is a lot of other working moms, but then we realized the population was really much wider.
It's not just working moms. There's a lot of working dads or retired dads.
Exactly. And then particularly in a Washington sort of federal heavy town, mm-hmm. if you're going to retire at 42 from a military career, you know, and you've been away and deployed most of your career, you might want to be working closer to home so you can actually coach that little league team.
Yep.
So, you know, that's moms and dads. There's federal retirees. I mean, it runs the gamut.
Sure. So what are some of the challenges of a flexible schedule, and how do you meet them?
Well, everyone in Washington loves a meeting. We are a meeting heavy town. So
I would disagree that everyone loves a meeting.
Exactly. The town loves a meeting. Yeah. The Washingtonians do not.
Yeah.
But to make that happen, you have to be pretty flexible in what the schedule looks like. But a lot of times our clients come up with core business hours. So sure, you can work whatever 8-hour day you want to around as long as everyone's in the office between, say, 9 and 3:30.
Mm-hmm.
So meetings happen then.
Okay.
Don't schedule a 7 a.m. meeting if, you know, half of your team comes in after 9 because they're doing daycare drop-off in Reston,
right.
for example.
Right.
We also are really big proponents of leveraging technology. There is just so much technology out there that's free, easy to use, and you can help you stay connected.
You mean like GoToMeeting or something like that?
GoToMeeting, NetMeeting, Skype. I mean,
Skype.
We Skype interviews all the time. You know, when it happened, it was during the February blizzards.
Uh-huh.
Everyone else was shutting down. I mean, we had a month of canceled interviews. I mean,
right.
for a small business like that, we can't afford to have a month-long shutdown. So we started doing Skype interviews, and we got our clients who thought, gosh, I've never done that. And I said, yeah, you know, make at least the first interview a face-to-face, but over Skype. It's free. Talk to each other, look at one another, get to know one another. And if, you know, still got a green light, then schedule the in-person. But don't stop business for a month.
And you can still wear your pajama bottoms in the
exactly.
interview as long as you've got a coat and tie.
Exactly, exactly. Get that computer angle monitor exactly right.
What is the exit strategy for your company? Where do you see yourselves in 5 years?
You know, it's hard to imagine. I mean, we're growing at such a good clip
right.
That, you know, really the sky's the limit. You know, there's a lot of other specialties and areas we could focus a little bit heavier on. We're kind of a scattershot approach right now. But we're growing, and we're happy, and we're loving what we're doing right now.
Can you replicate this model in other markets other than Richmond and Washington? And do you want to?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think other similar firms have tried that and failed because they just did it a little bit too quickly or in a way that didn't make sense. I mean, these are two huge markets, and we're making a good living here. So, you know, we're here for now, but
it's a good lifestyle company.
It's a good lifestyle company, but if we have the opportunity, we are absolutely looking at, you know, Momentum Nashville.
Jennifer, how will people get in touch with you if they want to find out more about Momentum Resources and the opportunities you have?
Well, you know, we've got a great LinkedIn group and Facebook page, but of course the best way is to find us on the web, and our website is MOM-ENTUM.com. So that's momentum.com with that tricky hyphen in there.
Thank you for being a special guest on Blueprint for Wealth today.
Well, thank you for having me, Wayne.
You're welcome. I'm Wayne Zell. Thanks for listening to Blueprint for Wealth, and tune in next week for another special topic and special guest. Have a great week.